You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Let's get it. Waiting for my bell to kick to leave. Y'all waiting for that breeze. Anxiety release. Bad lip and I chew my cheese. Swallow my tongue with my guitar pin.
I hope my GP's on Uber Eats.
At the side of hot rods and I'm tripling.
Just throw it through the window, please.
I'll close, yeah, do not disturb me.
I've been in bed since the 80s. Alright, 89, I'm kinda reaching.
Only just got the hang of breathing.
There's a god on that plaything.
Goddamn. Play by play on a white screen.
Daniel Day-Lewis wants to play me.
Oh.
In fact, he's doing it for free. Method Man. I'm in so much pain, but I'm smiling. Try to act real chill while you talk to me.
Hand in a death grip guillotine.
I'm okay, I don't wanna cause a scene.
I'm moving slowly.
Gundo got me in a time
freeze.
Thank God I got the white screen.
See the one going by in the live stream.
Suzanne Paul on my TV.
My girl.
I think Nastra trying to hustle me. End up being pinned to my car apprehensively.
Keep the receipt. Does ACC cover thee?
Fuck it, give me three. They're waiting till you lose it physically. Before they give you a shrink.
I'd
be sweet, or maybe mentally.
Just give me other surgery.
Fuck me up,
meet me at machine.
Get it? I'm the new Alex Murphy. EOC trans RoboCop coming 2019 with better acting, just slightly better acting.
Really not joking about feeling very much like I wish I had a sausage roll right now, but I'm happy that Matt's happy to be heading along to that gig. You're very welcome, Matt. We were just listening to Double Double and Trapdoor Kelpie. Nurse Joy, we've got Double Double in the studio. Morty and Liam, how are you?
Kia ora kōrua. Yeah, I'm pretty good. I did a little interview with RDU this morning. I was saying it was quite fucking mad. It's been so long. That build up to like, oh God, do I have anything interesting to say?
But you always have interesting things to say.
I've got that warm up out of the way. Now nice. I'm like, you know, oozing with arrogance.
Excellent. Ready to flex on all of Tamaki Makaurau today. I feel like it's actually your superpower that you do a single a year or a single every couple of years. It just leaves the people wanting more and it's always worth the wait. And that is what we're here to talk about today. You got a brand new song with Randa. Old Mate Randa, and Fakey is the name of it. What was on the sort of writer's desk for this one? How did this song come about?
I'm going to take that, eh? People wait for it all year round. Yeah, that's just fueling the ego on that one. I've been waiting a long time for this one. I wrote this in lockdown. It did go through many metamorphosis, the beat. It was a million times better than what it used to be. So maybe I needed all that time to marinate.
Time was required,
but,
yeah.
I think all the lyrics and themes and what have you are still relevant to me and hopefully others, of just, yeah, trying to navigate different spaces and being seen for who you are and showing up and feeling yourself. I mean, most people's tracks are about feeling themselves, so.
It is, but I feel like to varying degrees of transparency, perhaps,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you're good at being transparent about those particular feelings, I think, which some people, you know, do get a bit stressed out about. Do you ever feel a bit like, oh, too vulnerable, too much on display? Does that ever cross your mind when you're writing, or you just put it on the page and don't worry about it too?
Nah, I think there's no other way to be. But I think the only time it gets too much is when you start reading comments and stuff.
Oh, dangerous.
Because that's when you start to question it all, and then you're like, what am I doing? This doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. You kind of have to know what you want to say and then just leave it.
It's a rite of passage for putting anything in the public sphere, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Even if you're barely known at all, people will come for you.
In a very specific pocket of Auckland, very well known, actually. Also, we were just chatting off here. This is a harking back to a single a while ago, Big Mike, a classic track. Lots of people come up to you still and they're like, is it about me, Liam?
That was off the record. No. No, yeah, it was a surprisingly yeah, Stirrer, that track. I mean, it was meant to be, and I think it's reflective that, a wider group of people started looking inward.
A lot of Michaels did some self-reflecting.
Yeah, although there was also a bunch of cuties that were like, it's not about me. I'm like, you're literally the nicest person I've ever met in my life. I'm real sorry that, you know, Makaidi's your name, but, like, that's just what happened.
Yeah, exactly. But,
I even framed it around, yeah, anyway.
That's what I was going to say, though, is that, you know, the influence of these songs, it does land in the community and people do feel it for maybe sometimes their own self, you know, searching needs to happen related to it. But for this one, I feel like teaming up with Randa, someone you've known for a really long time, you've kind of had parallel careers, you've intersected many times on the stuff you've been making. It must be really lovely to know you can just, like, lean on those old friends to make something like this.
Yeah, I feel like when you only do something so sparingly out of, you know, out of just capacity's sake, you kind of, that's who you want to do it with, right?
Yeah.
Thankfully, for the release show, I'm, you know, I've broken out of my shell. It's not just an Amoogie Randa show, as I tend to do, because I just, they're my favorite artists in Tamaki Makaurau. So, you know, it's stacked though. Morkatron, Geneva, like, yeah. You know, there's growth there. There's growth.
I feel like it's a huge lineup that you've got there. Mokotron and Geneva both making extremely exciting sounds at the moment. Both incredibly generous artists too. Who, like, how did that kind of conversation come about? Because what I really like is very different sounds that you're all making. A lot of really interesting shared ideas, though, I think, and some of the stuff you're kind of invested in and community tanga, to, you know, make some brand new two language word up there, but something about that you all seem to have a relationship to.
I mean, on its, like, base level, just that Māori lineup, you know, that's just hard as fuck. I had to run that, but also I think Fakey is very reflective of that too. It's like, you know, navigating where you fit in the scene. Like, I don't know, you know, I'm not gonna drop names, but you wouldn't see Double paired with some other rap artists, and I feel like, you know, there's a bit of a nod to that in the track as well, but also would I want to be there, and yeah, it's about, yeah, carving out your own space and your chosen whānau and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, no, it was just, it wasn't even a second thought, really. It was instinct.
Totally. When is that gig happening?
4th of May. It's not Star Wars themed, but, like, it's a hot date. Yeah. I'll take it. If you want to, you know, dress in a robe or whatever, that's cool.
You do you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All robes welcome. Sounds like a good time. And whereabouts is it happening, Liam?
The extent of my Jedi costume? Robe. I didn't even lead with lightsaber.
I feel like a robe, it's more versatile. Accessible. Yeah, it's accessible. Yeah, yeah. Everyone's got a sheet.
Could be toga party, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
sorry, I'm rambling. What was the question?
Where is the gig?
Ah, it's at Whammy Backroom.
Cool.
You know, it's a late one, so come ready to party. And yeah, as you know, as the people said, it's stacked.
It is stacked. And there is a music video for Fakey, which is out with the good folks at Sports Team.
Oh my God.
That is another thing that I think is nice about when you release a song at the pace you want to release a song. You get time to make these beautiful visual worlds that come with it as well. And they're always really good. There's always a through line. They always look like one of your tracks in your videos. But this has got a really nice texture and kind of vibe to it. What was it like working with the Sports Team crew?
They're just geniuses, eh? But also so loving and, like, down to earth and, like, just, like, ready to pivot and, like, still search for the best ideas, but not in a way that they're going to be, like, you know, drilling for it. It's just, yeah, it comes natural to them. But I won't go on too much about the stylings of it, because I don't have the jargon necessary to fully explain it. But there was, like, you know, the camera pointing at the TV and it was feeding back through a loop, and it's called video feedback. That's all I know. Cool. And then I feel like everyone's gonna be like, oh yeah, I know what that is, but
I don't. But it, yeah, sounds mean.
I still can't comprehend the means. Just remember, just constantly being like, oh, buzzy, oh, that looks so buzzy.
That's what you want. Yeah. I feel as long as it hits the right vibe, you're in the sweet spot. I think we should listen to this song now, Liam. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting with us. 4th of May, stick it in your calendar. It's not just Star Wars Day.
Can I just say one thing,
please?
Scooter's been in the shop lately. I have just got it back, but I've been driving a bit. I know, scandalous.
Anyone who doesn't know, Liam was on the electric scooter buzz way before everybody else was. Liam's like, if you see someone hooning around Auckland on an e-scooter, very possibly could be Liam.
But that has just meant I've caught so many breakfasts, and goddamn,
You do it the best.
It's honestly been the highlight of my mornings, just hearing the breakfast show. Like,
wow, that's very kind.
Top quality.
I'm sorry about the scooter, but pleased for my own ego that that's been able to happen. Hey, thank you for coming in, Liam. Such a pleasure as always. We'll see you on the 4th of May. We'll check out your music video. This is Fakey featuring Randa by Double Double.
Yeah, I'm a dyke, yeah. Ride a motorbike. I feel like a spice girl, you should see my fucking wife. Night roll, ice cold, all these eyes are light bulbs. Fire in my belly when I'm speeding in my blindfold. Flexing where I grew up, riding with my new love. When I zoom up, only leap be my moon cup. Real rebel jump, stare devil stunts. I got YOLO tatted on my ass because I'm dumb. Wanna pick it up, we just gotta pick it up. See all with your windows up when I'm feeling sick as fuck. I'd be surprised if your mother didn't know me. Hometown hero from a baby with a nosebleed to baby got a bolo tie. Baby got a bolo tie. Do you like my ball skills? Heard you like my yodel style. Freaky little tricks, flies with the sticks. Catholic boy switch, call me cowboy bitch.
Got me typecast as a token other. The only other option at my doctor's. Signed up with other white boys who wanna band together. Yeah, they're always in a band together.
They say I sound like Tyler. That's why your bands sound like each other.
So I've been trying to lose your number, signing up. Beige on my wrist since birth, I'm an IVJ scholar. Brown sugar, no filler or filter. Double, double butter, gold skin like a glove. Cinderella in these baby blue pajamas. Yeah, everybody sees a man in the mirror. Half brown, half white like a vanilla Coke spider. Yeah, my cool tan more than a year round. So
I'm brown all over.
I'm bumping on this track, call me Bowser. And belly got me slow around the corner. I'm about to take over.
I'm brown all over.
Get it, girl.
Bump on the track, call me Bowser. Belly got me slow around the corner, but I'm about to take over. I'ma butter up this white bread for dinner. Ham sandwich with crust, spread double cheddar. Yeah, I'm pouring out my guts up on the counter while they're soaking up my leftover disconnected culture. Lather me in anchor dark blue towel. Cooking cause I'm golden brown, you way low cost. Whoop them up a chocolate snap pack in their lunchbox. Still begging for a door spot.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.